everyone. This is Steve Donahue with another episode of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. And today's episode is going to be on the mindset of a legacy builder. It's going to be a little bit different than maybe some of the other ones you've heard, but hopefully it'll be able to be one that you will find valuable. Building a mindset is, having a mindset that would help you to build a legacy is important, because we need to have the right kind of attitude, the right kind of mind when we are attempting to achieve a legacy. And so we're going to look at what that takes and look at five qualities for that. But before we do that, I want to take care of a little bit of business. First of all, visit the website, take a look at what we have there. If you are, of course, downloading this from iTunes or from the RSS feed, then every once in a while, get on the website and take a look and download some of the resources that we have available there. And then also subscribe to the updates. You can do that in the middle of the right-hand column on the podcast page, or on any of the subsequent pages on the website. You'll see it's on the top right-hand column. And you can subscribe there where it says subscribe for updates. And that will give you the opportunity to learn right away when any new podcasts come out, as well as any additional material or resources that are available to you there. So make sure you subscribe to that. Now, of course, subscribe to iTunes, or however you regularly get the podcast. And then connect with us on Facebook. You can reach us at facebook.com/thelegacypodcast.net. And then also tell others about us so that we continue to spread the word about the Legacy Podcast. And if you think this is a good podcast, others need to listen to it, then I would encourage you to let them know about it. Also, if you have any feedback you'd like to give to me about the podcast, whether it's questions you have or whether it is any additional information you might want to contribute or some suggestions, whatever it might be, you can do that at feedback@thelegacypodcast.net. So any kind of feedback you want to give to me at feedback@thelegacypodcast.net. Okay, so that just about takes care of the business portion of today's episode. So let's go ahead and look at five characteristics or qualities of the mindset of a legacy builder. First of all, it's a principled mindset. A legacy builder has a principled mindset. What I mean by this is that people who are not principled end up crashing and burning. You can just take a look at entertainers or professional athletes or something like that who, they don't have the principles of character necessary to be able to carry on a legacy. And so, one person that comes to mind is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is a phenomenal golfer, and he has been able to achieve outstanding records and been able to achieve just an outstanding performance as a professional athlete. But a few years back, of course, he ended up it came out that he had been having a bunch of different affairs at all the different cities he had traveled to, and ruined his family. And, the legacy that he will leave now, although he may have a golfing legacy, it's really cut short by his failures of character. And so you have to have a principled mindset in order to leave a balanced legacy, a legacy of abundance. And then also, builders who do not follow principles of building build nothing of value. Can you imagine for a moment if you're a builder, a house builder, a carpenter, or something like that, and you're going to build a house, and you decide, I'm not going to follow any of the normal principles of building. I'm going to start with a roof and build a house that way. Well, of course, you wouldn't be able to achieve anything. You wouldn't be able to be anything of value. It would be all messed up because the principles are not being followed. Well, the same thing is true in life. God has laid out certain principles in our life for us to follow. When we follow those principles, it leads to an abundant life. The book of Proverbs in the Bible is full of wisdom, literature, full of principles that we can follow that would help us to build a legacy of abundance. And so when we have a mindset that is a principled mindset, it enables us to follow the various principles God has put into place, and so we can achieve the abundant life that He has planned for us. And part of having this principled mindset is knowing right from wrong. They're not wishy-washy. You know, a legacy builder is somebody who is able to know the difference between right and wrong and be able to choose that which is right. That they don't sit on the fence, and you know they're able to make a decision and to act upon it. And then also, you know, principle-minded people become leaders because people follow other people who are principled because they know what they can be expected. You know, when you don't know really what you can expect from somebody because their character has never demonstrated any kind of principled value, any kind of standard by which you can follow, you don't want to follow that person. You want to follow a person who is principled. And so in order for you to build a legacy, whether you know, you're looking at building a family legacy, a financial legacy, whatever aspect of the legacy you're planning on building, you need to be a leader in that. And the only way in which you can be a leader is if you stand on principle. You know, the following someone who is not principled is like grasping for the wind. You know, it's really impossible. You try to grasp for the wind just leaves. Or, you know, oil and water, they don't mix. And so trying to grasp for the grasping for the wind is similar to trying to lead others when you're not principled. It just doesn't work. And then someone who has no principles will, you know, walk out on his wife. And so what kind of legacy will that lead? But, you know, someone who is principled knows that marriage is for life and you don't walk out on, you know, something that you have committed to. And so there's certain principles, and those will lead to, you know, a certain standard, a certain moral, ethical standard that will enable you to have an abundant life and to be able to leave a legacy and pass on that abundant life to your descendants and to the descendants after them. And then someone who has no principles will neglect to have a biblical worldview. They won't take the time, they won't take the discipline, they won't make the discipline necessary to formulate certain spiritual disciplines so that they can develop the worldview necessary to live the kind of life spiritually that God wants us to live, and so have the principles in place for that. And then someone who has no principles will cheat in business. And so, you know, what kind of legacy can you leave financially if you're cheating in business? You'll be fired, and, you know, you won't be able to build anything. Your customers will not be able to respect you and not trust you, and your employers, all of the aspects of business will become a failure because you don't have the proper mindset or you're not a principled man. And so having a principled mindset is, you know, is important if you're going to build a legacy. But secondly, having a long-term mindset is also important. You know, without a long-term mindset, you're going to make decisions, you know, based upon what is important now. Well, that's totally contrary to the whole concept of building a legacy. You're building a legacy because you want to be able to pass on something that will last for generations. And so you want to be able to build something that will last, not something that will give some kind of temporary pleasure. And so you set long-term goals. You know, most people have only some vague idea of what they want in a few years, but know for sure what they're going to watch that evening on TV. Well, that's totally reverse. We should have our minds focused on, you know, 5, 10, 15, 100 years from now, what kind of legacy they'll be set. And that's the kind of mindset that builds long-term legacies. One of my goals is to live to see 4 generations walking with the Lord. And that's a long-time perspective. I mean, that's 4 generations. I'm probably going to be, you know, 80, 90, 100 years old by that time. And, you know, that's really my focus. And so in order for me to achieve that, of course, I need to do certain things today in training my children and developing a legacy even now as we start to build that. But that perspective, that long-term goal is always in my mind. Another goal that I have is to be able to see 50 direct descendants before I pass away. And so, you know, I want to be able to obviously teach my kids to have large families, and then they will be able to have large families and have an exponential growth as a result of that, because the Bible tells us to be fruitful and multiply. And so there's this long-term minded, there's a long-term mindset that we should have, which really comes down to the whole concept of delaying gratification. If we're not able to delay gratification, what kind of legacy are we going to build? We're going to build this short-term, feel-good, immediate needs-based life, and that that builds no legacy. Someone who is not a long-term minded person will dump a bunch of chemicals in his garden. And so what kind of legacy will that leave in terms of, you know, you're building your garden? It's somebody who will cheat in business. And of course, if you cheat in business, what kind of legacy will that leave? You'll be able to go after the quick buck rather than long-term client building. You won't take care of your clients. You'll take shortcuts and, you know, try to cheat them out of things. And you won't be able to build anything in that regard either. Someone who's not a long-term minded person will take easy employment rather than taking the sacrifice necessary to build a business, and so won't be able to pass anything on to his family. You know, that's one of the things about being an employee, and I mentioned this in a few episodes before about building a business, especially when it came to building a farming business. But when you're an employee and then you retire, you really have nothing that you can pass on to your descendants. But when you build a business, you have something that is valuable that you can then pass on to your descendants, and so leave that legacy of a family business. And so here, you know, when it comes to having a long-term mindset, if you have a short-term mindset, you're more likely to take some employment from somebody. Because the reality of it is, when you're building a business, you have a lot of time, a lot of commitment, a lot of capital, whether it be financial capital or time capital that you put into a business with very little return at the beginning. Most people don't want to do that, but it's when you look long-term, 5, 10, 15, 20, 2, 3 generations long, then you begin to see that the sacrifice you did at the beginning pays off in the end. And then someone who is not long-term mindset will spend everything that they make because, you know, they have to have that immediate need met, rather than to forego and to delay the gratification so that in the end they'll have something that they have invested or some money set aside and not have spent everything. You know, the Bible says that a fool spends all that he has, but the wise stores up. And so having a long-term perspective is part of being a mindset of a legacy builder. But also being responsible, having a responsible mindset. A legacy builder understands that if it's going to be, it's up to me. Now, in a minute, I'm going to balance this with another perspective, but this idea is that we're not going to wait, as legacy builders, we're not going to wait for somebody to come riding in on a white, shiny horse and save us. We're not going to wait for there to be a government program that will help us out. We're not going to wait for, you know, that perfect job. We're going to go and create those things ourselves. We're going to make things happen ourselves. They don't wait for someone to do it for them. They act. They often are able to act and take responsibility because they operate on certain principles, as I've mentioned before. And so they're able to act on those principles. And by acting upon those principles, they then are able to take responsibility for their own actions and do something good. And so, you know, legacy builders are homeschoolers because they don't want to put that responsibility on somebody else. They want to school the kids themselves. And so they want to build that legacy and take responsibility for the education of their children. And, you know, they also are people who provide their own food. And so they farm. And so you can see how a lot of these work together and how this legacy building of all the aspects of it kind of work together because of the various mindset that the person has. And so, you know, it's not a coincidence that you'll find people who are homeschooling are also thinking long-term and multi-generational, and they have a family farm and they're building a business, and because they all kind of go together because they look at these long-term goals and they see that, you know, they are taking responsibility for their future in that regard. And then they build a business rather than seek employment. As I've already mentioned, they want to be able to build something that they can pass on. They take responsibility for the provision of their own household, and they don't rely upon an employer to provide them with a job. Rather, they make their job themselves. They create their own work, and they create their own business. They produce something of value, and then they're able to pass that on to somebody else. So they have a responsibility mindset. But number four, they have a humble mindset. And this, of course, is in balance to the responsibility mindset. Yes, we are people who, you know, fight for what we want. We are people who take responsibility to take action and these kinds of things. But we also know, and we know it full well, that we cannot take our next breath apart from the grace of God. And you see, the legacy builder knows that any good that comes is because of God's work. We do not even have our next breath. The Bible says that we are but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. We're like the grass that quickly shoots up and then is dead as soon as the sun comes out. And so, you know, we recognize that we are totally dependent upon God for everything. And so when it comes to farming, we understand that we can take responsibility. We can take steps to build a farm and to build soil and to build a sustainable system of food preparation. But in the end, we also understand that unless God sends the rain, we have no hope of abundance. And so we are dependent upon Him when we recognize that He is the one who provides that for us. And so we have a very humble attitude. We also understand that, you know, we're dependent upon God for our very health. We don't know if tomorrow we'll wake up with an aneurysm, or tomorrow we'll wake up with, you know, heart problems, or, you know, we'll be walking through our pasture or something and we'll twist our ankle. And, you know, some things we can prevent by taking, you know, good cautionary procedures, but other times accidents happen and things occur and we don't know when the Lord is going to do those things. And yet we also know that, our very life, our health, everything that we have is totally dependent upon God's grace in our life. Even the children that we might want and the descendants that we have. You know, I mentioned that we have a goal. You know, I have a goal of being able to see 50 of my descendants before I pass away and be able to have, you know, pass on a legacy of, you know, four generations from me still alive before I pass away. And yet, I understand that that's not possible unless God intervenes. I understand that, you know, it could be all my children don't have children. And so it is only by God's grace that we are blessed with them. And then, you know, God is the one who gives even the ability to become wealthy. It says that in the book of Deuteronomy, that He is the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. And, you know, apart from Him and apart from His work in our life, we would have no hope of that. We would have no hope of abundance. We wouldn't be able to achieve anything of value in this life. Nothing would be able to be passed on from this generation to the next. And so, you know, it's tantamount that we have, or it's, you know, it is so important that we have a humble mindset when it comes to building a legacy. And then, you know, fifth is having a passionate mindset. People who operate in their areas of passion end up leaving a legacy. There's a certain amount of passion that has power and emotion. You know, it's one thing to think logically, and I'm a very logically minded person, and yet, you know, I do things with a great deal of passion when I'm interested in them. One of the things about this podcast, you know, I started doing this because I'm really passionate about leaving a legacy. And I can see how, you know, all the various areas in my life, the ways in which I'm working, things that I'm doing, they are all encapsulated under the idea of building a legacy. I want to be able to pass on to the next generation something of value. I want to be able to give to them something greater than what I was able to achieve. And so I want to be able to leave a legacy. And I'm sure that because you're listening to this podcast, you want to do the same. And that's something to be passionate about. I'm passionate about it. And because we're passionate about it, we're able to do greater things than if we were not. You know, I love to teach and I love to see people change and make progress and to do things that they need to do. And so, you know, this is part of the reason why I do what I do. I don't know what you're passionate about, but whatever it is that you're passionate about, you need to set about doing that. Because it's when you do something that you are passionate about, then you will be able to see blessings beyond what you can even imagine. And you will be able to have the kind of mindset necessary to be able to pass on abundance from one generation to the next. Find something you love and do it. You'll build a legacy when you do. And so, you know, this is probably a little bit shorter episode than what you're probably used to on the Legacy Podcast, but these things were heavy on my heart. I thought about them today and I said, you know, I need to get this out. And it's, you know, having the right kind of mindset when it comes to building a legacy. And we have a right kind of mindset when we're principally based, when we have a long-term perspective, when we take responsibility and yet we recognize that everything is from God, and so we're humble, and then we operate in our areas of passion, and God will bless us through that, and we'll be able to achieve an abundance and pass that on for generations to come. So with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy? That the world still be changed by just one life.